I shall start this morning a rerun of the tape which is called The Purpose, Method, and Policy of This Work. This is an experiment in the uniting of two principles. The directed aspect of consciousness and the autonomous aspect, which involves logical development in one case and the element of stream of consciousness in the other case. It violates, of course, the principle of unity that is characteristic of academic thinking. But there's a reason for this. As one studies the manifestations of consciousness, we find a directed side, which is part of our outer organized consciousness, and an autonomous side, of which the common experience is the dream, which develops of itself in its own way, which you do not consciously manage it or determine ordinarily how the dream shall develop. It develops itself. At a higher level, the autonomous consciousness manifests as the processes in realization, a mystical unfoldment, which you do not direct, but which develops itself. I conceive of these two sides of consciousness as being complementary. It is entirely possible for an individual following the path of yoga to go over to the other side completely and dwell in a state which is sometimes called God intoxication and is typically a very delightful state. There is, of course, the ordinary attitude of concentration upon the directed type of consciousness, which you find at its peak in the academy. I conceive of the objective as a union of these two, not going over entirely to the other side, nor remaining entirely on this side, but operating in terms of both. The goal in this case is not nirvanic withdrawal, but mastery. Now you will find in the first portion of this tape, it's about 12 hours long. You take only 1 hour of it at this time, so we won't have to stay here until midnight. You'll find a development in mathematical terms that calls for visualization of a mathematical process. It's essentially a simple one. It's within the range of high school course. It requires only trigonometry. And the question may arise, why do I emphasize mathematics so much? Again, we have a combination of two lines of emphasis. The metaphysical, which is the keynote of East Indian interest and development. In contrast, the West, as Northrop pointed out, is oriented to the theoretical component in things, and the keynote, the supreme expression of the theoretical component, is in terms of mathematical conceptuality. I envisage the marriage of these two as an aspect of the marriage of the East and West. To be true to our culture is to recognize the mathematical side. One may be tempted to go over to the purely metaphysical spirit of the East Indian Oriental. That I do not recommend. I recommend rather the balance between these two. It's a more difficult path than going completely one way or the other. A study of mathematics and the metaphysics leads to the conclusion that pure mathematics, like metaphysics, is transcendental in its orientation. Mathematics is one side of that, where the other side is metaphysics. We aim at the balance or union of these two. It's not an easy path, but I think it is a very fundamental one. I won't hurt you to visualize.